A group of concerned citizens and environmentalists have recently finished outlining a plan they say will help protect Alaska from future oil spills. The group just finished a conference in Valdez where they met with the Regional Citizens Advisory Council. RCAC's success preventing oil pollution at the Alyeska Pipeline Terminal has inspired this new effort to extend similar citizen oversight to the rest of the 800-mile pipeline. From KCHU in Valdez, Joshua Smith reports.
Everyone admits it's not going to be easy, like Richard Feinberg, former state government advisor and journalist. He's one of a dozen people at the center of an ambitious new grassroots campaign.
Are we clear that we're going for federal legislation to try to set this up, that that's the game plan?
The idea is to convince Congress that oil companies in Alaska need to pay for citizen oversight of their pipeline infrastructure, like making sure rusty valves don't leak and corroded pipes don't break. Valdez citizen Dan Lawn says this prevention is worth more than any response.
You talk about picking it up. You've got a dream you can pick it up. You've got a state and federal requirement you pick it up. But guess what? You're not going to pick it up. You need to put your emphasis on prevention. You need to put your emphasis in state and federal regulation in prevention.
After the Exxon spill, prevention did become a priority. For instance, the government pressured Big Oil to pay for RCAC, a nonprofit established to monitor and assess the environmental practices of the Alyeska Pipeline Terminal. But Kristen Smith with the Copper River Watershed Project says they're not waiting for another disaster to get the same kind of oversight on the rest of the pipeline. Now the question becomes how to convince others.
We talked a lot about complacency and the fact that it's a known phenomenon, and the fact that if you don't have an event, say, every couple of years or every 10 years, that kind of wakes people up again and says, yes, this still could happen. We have not. No, earthquakes will still happen. There will still be issues. And so we can't just say we've figured out all the problems.
Smith and others realize that their campaign will have to have massive support to win in the U.S. Congress. But they think they have a strong chance. With the success of the RCAC citizen oversight model and Alaska's waters at stake, Smith hopes others will join their cause and give them the push they need. Joshua Smith.